a virtual meeting. Mary Stelly will call all registrants by name. Please respond in the affirmative. Is Mary here?
She's there, but she has muted.
Mary?
Where's that unmuted sign?
Here, you really can't read it, can you?
Oh, yeah, she can. There she comes, there she is, Mary.
Yep.
I've already announced it's virtual and that you will call registrants by name and they must respond in the affirmative.
Okay. And I apologize before I start if I don't say your name correctly. Okay, Robin Allen?
Here.
Virginia Allen? Ella Alzheimer? Margaret Antonello?
Here.
Sarah Aya Alaya?
Here.
Sue Ellen Beloff? Susan Beller?
Yes, here, thank you.
Robin Britson?
Here.
Janet Carey?
Here.
Deborah Carlin?
Here.
Renee Cirillo?
Here.
Margarita Clemento?
Here.
Elaine Pateau?
Here.
Elsie Diedrich?
Here.
Christine Donahue? Adrian Amo?
Here.
Paula Fairburn? Patricia Fanning?
Here.
Shirley Felder?
Here.
Pat Ferguson?
Yes.
Ramona Gallagher?
Present.
Kathleen Haddad?
Here.
Arlene Herzog?
Here.
Sue Kelly? And I know Karen Kresch was not going to be at this meeting. I was told that earlier. Sue Mager?
Here.
Marilyn Menino? Mary Ellen Morgan? Amy Morrissey? Joanne Albrecht?
Here.
Karen Pantel?
Here.
Patty Pollock?
Here.
Lauren Pringle?
Nope, she's not here also.
Okay, all right. I didn't think she was, but I wanted to double check. Okay, Pam Pringle?
I'm here.
Yep. Linda Prespasniak?
Here.
Helen Rico? Ruth Ann Rock?
Who else took her away?
I'm here.
Jackie Shellman?
Here.
Catherine Smith?
Present.
Neil Steiniger?
Here.
Myself? Cynthia Vaulton?
Here.
Sharon Vesely? I didn't have her marked off the first time. And Patricia Walsh? Okay, I didn't have her marked off either.
And Paula came in after her name was called.
Okay, Paula did? Okay, so let me take away that and put a little check mark there.
Christine Donahue came in after you called her name.
Okay, all right, good, thank you.
Is there anyone that came in and didn't hear their name mentioned but is now here?
Yeah, I only have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have about 10 that didn't respond. But it could be the internet. It could be the internet and things like that, you know.
I know.
With so many people using the internet now, it's sometimes hard.
Do you want to call their name one more time quickly?
Sure. Virginia Allen. Ella Alzheimer. Sue Ann Belliff.
Llewellyn's on, but she's on mute.
Okay,
good. I'm here. I'm sorry. Sue Ann Belliff.
All right. Okay, I'm here. Good. Okay.
Mary, here's a question for you and for, I guess, and definitely for Jackie and for Margarita. Got a message down here because as credentials chair, I was just telling people that, you know, we're not showed registered. And just got an answer from one of them saying she sent her registration in on Wednesday. But for some reason it didn't work. This is Karina. So what's the answer for her? I mean, because she tried to register.
Oh. Karina's on, isn't she?
She's on, yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't on the list.
She was not in the list that was just called because we don't have the registration, but she tried to register on Wednesday.
Oh. The member, right?
The member.
Well, she's a member and she's here today.
And she's okay. In good standing. So.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to check her off because I had her written down at the bottom. Okay, the people that I heard were online but not on my list. Okay. Okay, so then Sue Kelly is another one.
Sue Kelly's not going to be on. She got called back to work today.
Huh. Okay, all right. And I know Karen isn't. Let's see. Marilyn Menino, are you there now? Mary Ellen Morgan and Amy Morrissey. Helen Rico, did you come back on or are you still cruising?
Helen Rico had another meeting to go to, so she is not present.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And then Sharon Bessely. And Patricia Walsh, those are the other ones that I have.
Oh, you're not on the meeting? Okay, talk to you later.
I was told Alicia Stern was at the meeting, but she wasn't on my registration list. Is she there now?
No, but she was at the regular meeting. I don't see her.
Okay, all right.
At the board meeting.
Okay. All right. So I think there's 36, I think, as far as a roll call. Patty will have the registration.
Online right now.
35?
Says 35 at the bottom.
So somebody that I called is not online then.
Amy is now online, so that's one.
Okay.
Amy Morrissey, because she wasn't.
Okay, so let me change hers. So now are we at 36, Patty? Do you have 36 people showing now?
35.
Still 35?
Yep.
Well. It was 44, 45, 2.
It says 36 now.
Okay.
Somebody else just came. Oh, Marilyn Menino is now on.
Back, so there's
Marilyn, 36. Okay. Marilyn is on. Okay. Okay.
We have 50 squares, though.
And Sue Ellen Bailiff is on.
Oh, good. Okay, so now we must be up to 37, then.
Well, no, I get that. That
you counted them.
Okay. See, we're still at 36?
36.
We have more squares than participants.
So you have a final number of 36, Mary?
I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Mm-hmm. There has to be more.
And Patty? Yo, Patty?
When you change to the other screen, it takes some people with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. So it's always however many participants it shows.
Okay.
Online. Is all right.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Patty, are you still saying
36?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go with, yeah, I think we need to go with that.
Okay. And we're back. And we're back. Patty, we're back to 15 chapters.
Okay.
Shall I proceed?
Yes.
Yes, please.
All right. Our timekeeper today is, again, Kathleen Haddad. Parliamentarian is Margarita Clemento. Credentials chair is Neil Steiniger. Thank you all. Thank you for going through this with me. Registration report. Patty Pollack, would you please give us the registration report?
As of 11:57, there are 36 voting members and 15 chapters represented.
Thank you. Per Article 17, Section 6 of our bylaws, at least a third of our chapters must be represented today to constitute a quorum. We currently have 23 chapters, therefore we need members from 8 chapters. We have members from 15 chapters. Kudos to everybody that came today. The chair declares a quorum. I call this 2020 special meeting of the membership to order. Parliamentarian Margarita Clemento, do members have the online standing rules for this special meeting? Margarita there?
He's on mute.
Unmute.
How do we get her?
Here we go. Okay, I'll repeat what I said. I'm sorry. Yes, they were emailed to the registrants and they are posted on the website.
Does the assembly wish the parliamentarian to read the rules?
No.
Oh.
No.
Are there any questions, objections, or additions to the rules?
No.
Hearing none, the rules of the special meeting are adopted. Thank you, Margarita. Abiding by the wishes of the assembly, the rules will not be read aloud. The chair asks that if you have not read the rules, that you take time to read them before the next virtual meeting in the spring. And as a courtesy to the body, kindly turn off or set on vibrate all electronic devices. Unless you wish to make a $5 contribution to Nike. And from the last meeting, there were two that I heard. We have $10 coming.
Ooh.
Two members. Mary Stelly and I believe Chris Donnelly.
Donahue,
yes. So you can make the check payable to Nike, right, Sue Mager?
That is incorrect, man. No, not correct.
Okay.
They need to check out to New York State Women, Inc., and the memo is Nike.
Okay, and send it where?
Send it directly to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Are there any first-timers at this special membership meeting? There being none, thank you. All right, new business. We have a motion from the bylaws chair, Sue Mager. I will read the motion and open the discussion. Again, if you wish to speak to a motion, you need to go to the chat button on your screen, and it will open up under participants. It will open up a screen where you will find the participants and a button to raise your hand. I will acknowledge you. If you are just phoning in, please get my attention. Renee and Robin are here to help me. Please speak clearly. State your name and the name of your local chapter, and indicate if you are speaking pro or con. Speakers will alternate pro and con. The allotted time is 2 minutes. I will read the motion. Move to change Article 2, Mission, to Article 2, Mission Vision. The mission of the New York State Women Incorporated shall be to connect women personally, professionally, and politically. The vision shall be to empower women to use their voices to create positive change. Once approved, the revision will be effective immediately. The rationale, for those who weren't at the last meeting, a strategic planning committee created by Deborah Carlin, past state president, 2019, created a committee chaired by Patty Pollack, who met with membership on several Zoom meetings to review and update the mission and vision. The current bylaws Article 2, Mission, states the mission of New York State Women shall be to build power for women, personally, professionally, politically, and there is no vision statement in the current bylaws. The committee believes the revised mission and vision statement more clearly identifies our purpose. We will now proceed with the discussion. Reminder, allotted time per position is 2 minutes. Please note there's a 10-minute time limit for the entire discussion. The timekeeper will monitor the clock. Does the maker of the motion wish to speak to it?
I would defer my comments until after discussion, if that's acceptable to you, Madam President.
I don't understand what you mean.
I will reserve my comments until after discussion.
Is that appropriate?
Check with Margarita. I believe we could do it.
Well, Susan, why would you want to speak afterwards? You can speak right now.
I would rather see what everyone else has to say about this.
Is that going to change your comments?
I don't know. I have no comment.
Okay. Okay, Jackie.
All right. Is there any discussion?
Catherine Smith.
Right. Catherine Smith. What'd you say?
Catherine Smith is raising her hand.
Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine Smith, Buffalo Niagara Chapter, Nike Associate Editor, Con. New York State Women Inc. does connect women. We also educate, advocate, inspire, motivate. We offer friendship, networking, resources, scholarships. We build powerful women. Even in the middle of COVID-19, when we're meeting remotely, our chapters are holding food drives, fundraisers, making masks for nursing homes, honoring women in their community, and offering members mental health workshops. Building powerful women could not be more important than right now. 2/3 of essential workers are women, 2/3. Women have lost more jobs than men and are not being rehired. Women are the majority of workers in those service jobs that are not coming back. The Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News have pointed out women have been put back a generation in their careers and job market. It's women who stay home with their children. Women are the caregivers. Women are holding their households together. We build powerful women with our personal and professional development programs, Athena Military Women's Initiative, CDO, Grace Legendre. All are needed now, and in the future, they become even more important. And when we are on the other side of this pandemic and we shall overcome. Building powerful women will be mission critical for New York State Women, Inc. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Is there any
excuse me, Catherine, this is Mary Stelly. Were you in favor or against? I wasn't quite sure.
I am against.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know where the button is, but I'd like to
see Cindy Belton. Yep.
Thank you. Okay, may I speak? I am a con also, and I'm Cynthia Belton, Cynthia Belton from the BNC chapter in Buffalo.
Thank you.
And I am con, and this is from myself and our board.
Jackie.
Cynthia.
You got to have alternate, pro and con, pro and con, okay? Right. You can't have two cons in a row.
Sorry. Okay.
So is there a speaker out there for the pro?
Yes, I'll speak. It's Shirley.
Shirley Felder, what local?
Sullivan County.
And you're speaking in the?
I'm speaking in the pro.
Okay.
I'm speaking from two points of view as a pro, as a businesswoman, as a life coach, well, three parts, and as a woman who doesn't want to be seen as you building me. I want you to empower me. I want you to give me support and lift me up. But building gives the illusion that you're broken or you need to be put together. And so in all this uncertainty, as well as just everyday life, we don't know what other people are going through, and words are powerful. And in the past, I've tried to get members in when I was the local president here. And some women really didn't like that whole building thing. But also, then there were some women that did, but we're going through a shift, right? And so we have to shift with the times. So building is kind of a little bit of an antiquated word, even though it's powerful, but empowering is what we're doing. We're giving women the opportunity to connect. We're giving them the opportunity to be exposed to all these beautiful women that I'm looking at on the screen right now. But building gives a different concept. We're not building their businesses. You know, we're not helping them build those kinds of things. We're connecting them to the opportunities of an amazing organization with other people.
Are you done? Okay. Cynthia, we can take you now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is from myself and the board and my president-elect, Becky Brubaker. I am con.
And you can only speak for yourself.
Okay, then for myself. Thank you. During our board meeting, when I heard what might be considered a slight shift in our mission from Build to Connect, I had an immediate reaction. I deeply value the purpose of growing our voice, strength, and power of women, young and ageless. My pause comes from a curious and growth mindset that has been committed to challenging assumptions and growing others and self. The simple word connect does not feel powerful enough to me, given the true need in society. Don't get me wrong, our connections and our network are very powerful and even inspiring. The reason I link build or a combo of both is it's stronger, has more sustainability and impact than connect alone. Connect feels like I introduce amazing people. Build says I kick my heels off and jump in. What I would ask you to consider is not the impact within the membership, but the impact on growing the membership. This singular word change could dilute our ability to attract powerful women who both want to grow our community and oneself. Thank you for sharing my thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cynthia. Is there anyone out there that would wish to speak to pro side?
I see Ramona with a hand raised.
Ramona, are you pro or con?
Wait a minute, I'm trying to get rid of something here.
We are looking for a pro. We've already had a con.
No, I have a question first.
Okay.
Can I ask if The objection is strictly to the word connect, and you're okay with the vision. I just want to know, is that the one thing that the objection is for?
Oh, yes, just the connect. It okay. would be to build and connect.
That's my question right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sue Ellen has her hand raised.
Thank Sue Ellen Bailiff.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking personally as pro. And we've used the word build for a lot of years now, and we're not growing. We've been shrinking. So I don't think it would be a problem, in my opinion, to try the word connect. And in a lot of ways, I agree with Shirley. Just maybe you need to say connect and put that build in there someplace else in the mission. But it just, I think just the connecting, I'm not saying this really clearly, it's something that a lot of women are looking for. They're not necessarily thinking, okay, I need to be built into a more powerful woman. It's like, I need to be connecting. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Thank you, Sue Ellen. Another conversation for Khan. Is there any more discussion?
Ramona has a question.
Yes, Ramona.
Well, not a question this time. I would lend my support to retaining the word build as well. I think there was a lot of thought put into that. I agree. Words are important. They are important and they're significant. But I still like the build. To me, that is more powerful. All of us have lots of connections, but I think this adds to it. So I would support retaining the word build. I have no problem with the vision. Thank you.
So Ramona, you were speaking on the con side.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Just to make it clear. Thank you.
Janet Carey.
Who?
Janet Carey.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Janet?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'd like to speak to the pro side for a minute, following up on what's already been said, and just adding this point that from my perspective, I think build is a strong word, but you can build a lot of individuals. Connection is bringing those people together. And I kind of put it together in the same context as your brain functioning. You can have a lot of synapses in your brain, but if they're not connecting one to the other, your brain doesn't work. And I think as an organization, we would work better with connecting than just building individuals. I think connecting individuals that are built is a more positive thing.
Thank you, Janet. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none.
I think I raised my hand.
Well, thank you.
Okay, it's Linda.
Yep.
I don't know why it didn't work.
Linda Prespasniak.
Okay.
What local?
I am requesting, what I'm doing is I'm proposing an amendment to the motion that we include both words into the mission, building and connecting. There seems to be equal feelings for both. I think we do both as far as New York State Women, Inc. So I would like to propose an amendment that we include building and connecting women professionally, politically, and personally.
Margarita, what do I do?
All right, you have to ask the maker of the motion whether they would accept that amendment.
This is Sue Mager, maker of the motion, bylaws chair. I do accept the amendment.
Okay.
I will second the amendment.
So the motion to move to change Article 2 mission to Article Mission Vision, the mission shall be to build and connect?
Yes.
women personally, professionally, and politically, and the vision will be to empower women to use their voices to create positive change. The revision is effective immediately.
Catherine Smith has her hand raised.
Who?
Catherine Smith.
Catherine.
I'm curious what has happened to the word powerful.
It's in there.
Yeah, kind of. Right.
No, it's in there.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
I thought it was.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. It's gone. And I really should have a motion form done, Linda, for the amendment.
I can email it to you.
Yes, fine.
Right.
Do the M. Stelly real quick, and I'll go on and hopefully get it right away.
I do have, this is Jackie, I do have a copy of the bylaws in front of me, and the mission shall be to build powerful women, and I wonder if the word powerful was neglectfully omitted.
Accidentally.
Accidentally?
Yes, thank you.
Sue?
No, I would like to ask actually, Patty Pollock, because it originated with the committee, to answer that question.
Okay.
Patty? You're on mute, Patty.
I really don't have much to say at this point, other than the way it was presented is the way it was written, and it was connecting women personally, professionally, and politically.
Okay.
That's how it was decided at all the meetings, and that's how it's been presented every step of the way.
Okay.
Whatever they choose to do, I guess, is what they choose to do.
Thank you.
Karen has her hand raised.
Who?
Yeah.
Karen.
I think connecting and building, it's becoming just a bunch of words now. we could connect to build. I think we get into too much of this, and we should make it as clear and simple as can be. I think connect is important. I love the word build, but unless you connect, the building is going to be difficult. So, I really think the semantics are more of a problem than the thought in mind. And that's all I have to say about that.
Marguerite, where are we? What's my step?
Sue Megger has her hand raised.
Sue, thank you.
It was for Patty to address exactly what the wording the committee wanted. Okay. I would support Linda's amendment, especially if it says building powerful women. And connecting.
Madam Chair, we're at time.
Time for what? 10 minutes for the entire discussion?
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Sue Megger, I move to extend time.
Ramona Gallagher, I second that.
Okay. Do we have to vote for that?
Yeah.
Are you in favor? Anyone? Are you? If you're in favor of extending time, please say aye.
Aye.
If you're not, say nay. Are there any abstentions? The time will be extended for
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Though I've already spoken, can I ask a question? This is Shirley.
Okay, why not?
So again, from the point of life coaching, if we're trying to grow this business, I understand that most of the women on here, you have to look at your age and your experience. So when you're looking at that, and we're looking to recruit new people who haven't been exposed mm-hmm. to the powerhouses that are here, we have to be careful that we're dealing with people who are fighting their own self-esteem and their own self-worth every day. And so when you say powerful, how many women will read that? Yes, I love that word. I use it all the time. But how many women will see themselves as that powerful person being a part of this? But if they connect and they meet these powerful women and understand our vision and our purpose, it's different, but we have to be careful that our words aren't so stuffy that we blow people away. Right. So I'm just concerned. How many of you, just thinking about it, I mean, I love the word powerful. I consider myself powerful. But are we an elitist? Are we trying to be, or are we trying to be more open and diverse so that everyone is inclusive? I'm just curious. I just threw it out there. I was just thinking.
So where are we now in the process? Mary, have you got the new motion?
Well, not yet.
No, I'm not. But I would like to ask Sue Mager if she would consider it just a friendly amendment.
There's no such thing.
Okay, and Pam Pringle has her hand up also.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to add something. I'm here with Susquehanna. I'm the president of the Susquehanna chapter. We do fantastic, if I might say so. We are very active in our community. We put on more programs than whatever. And it's because we joint venture with other women's organizations. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing right now is that we are working with Tioga Women Lead, which we are trying to get out to women that they are leaders, even though they don't feel it. Women don't express that they are leaders, they're powerful, etc. They always go to the negative. So we have been working for the last, I don't know how many years, Paula, you can tell me. And we are definitely, definitely doing what you all are talking about, which, or a lot of you are talking about, which is we are building up, which I agree. But you know what? That word scares people. It scares people. They want to connect. That's why they don't come and join us. They will participate with us. Because our stigma is that we are older, stuffy, know-it-alls. They come to us for the maturity. But yet, once they start working with us and see all the younger women we have, they start connecting with us. So now we have all these other organizations that are connecting with us. We're now working with Cornell University Cooperative Extension for a whole online with students in hybrid learning. And we're working with the colleges. And so we're doing all this stuff because they see our worth, but they didn't at first. So I do think we sometimes hurt ourselves by trying to be so politically or professionally right. I think connect is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We want to connect with our communities. We want to connect with other women's organizations. That's the only way we are going to grow. And that's what we're doing in Hannah, and it's great. Sorry. Thank you.
Time.
So I'm Ken. Ernie, right. Oh, excuse me.
All right.
We have Karen and Ramona with their hands raised.
Karen?
No.
No?
I lowered my hand a long time ago.
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, okay. I don't know why.
I just lowered it.
Ramona?
Mine is still raised because I'm a little bit confused. I'm lost now. Are we speaking pro or con against the amendment since we have an amendment on the floor, Margarita?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You have amendment on the floor. Now, the young lady that just spoke was in favor of?
Correct. Okay. Just want to know. Thank you.
I was getting confused myself.
Mary, could you reread the amendment?
I haven't got it yet.
Why?
Linda, did you send it to mstelly@aol.com? Where'd you send it?
I think Linda's busy typing.
Yeah, I think she is too.
So we have to have the amendment. Mary will read the amendment when she gets it.
Right.
Okay.
And
And then you call for a discussion.
And which we've been having.
Yeah, but you still have to have it after you read the motion.
Yep.
The amended motion, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not counting this back and forth discussion now as part of the conversation.
Correct.
When the discussion starts, we start.
I apologize, but I have another engagement that they waited for me because I'm president of another board, and this wasn't supposed to take this long, and so I'm going to have to leave. So.
Okay, Patty. Thank you.
Bye, Patty. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Patty.
Is this supposed to be the 10 minutes, Marguerite, getting that amended motion?
No, that does not. Your discussion is the 10 minutes.
All right.
What's holding up the the actual motion.
Does Linda
can they read it out to you so somebody there can print it up in front of you? We might save a little time rather than waiting for the email itself.
Linda. Is Linda on?
I don't know.
Well, she's muted, but
she's on, but everything's muted.
Okay. Yeah, everything is mute now, right now, yeah.
Does she?
Okay.
Is that the 716 unmuted? Is that Linda?
No, she has her name.
Still muted.
Well, typical 2020 fashion. What do we do?
I don't know. I don't know where she is.
Can I share a story?
She might be talking.
I could sing, but I'm not really a good singer, but I'd like to share a story briefly. Can I do that? Since we're not doing anything anyway.
Linda said she just sent it. And she has to reconnect. She lost her connection sending the email.
Oh.
So Mary, you should have it, if not in a second.
I don't have it yet. Guess I can't tell my story.
No, not interested at this time, Shirley. No one likes my story. Nobody loves me. Oh, dear. Hey, Arlene, I didn't say hi to you earlier.
Hi. This is my spoiled dog who's been watching the entire meeting.
Did he put it on earmuffs yet? He's like, not to listen to this.
He's been sitting there paying attention the whole time.
Ask him about Builder Connect. What does he say? Two bars for yay.
Has Mary got it yet?
No, I don't.
Well, this is Sue, maker of the motion, not the amendment, the motion to the amendment. I'm really very proud of the way everyone is contributing here, making their voices heard. However this comes out, I think you guys have done a wonderful job.
What are you saying, Renee?
I have Linda going back and forth in a text message. I can read it to you.
Go ahead. Okay, so I can write it down because I haven't got it yet. I don't know where she's sending it.
Are you ready, Mary?
Yep.
To build and connect women personally, professionally, and politically.
And that's it? It's just dropping there and not doing the rest of it?
That, I think, was the whole thing.
They weren't changing the rest of it.
No, because she didn't do the vision. Does she want the vision too?
Mission only.
Just the mission?
Yep.
Not have the vision connected with it?
I think we're only discussing the mission.
The vision has to be connected. That's part of the motion.
Exactly.
However, right. I noticed the word powerful is still not included.
There's a lot in there. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, well, Linda's proxy, Renee, would you repeat the motion?
Yep. The motion is just to amend the mission to build and connect women personally, professionally, and politically.
Okay. So that is the motion to address only the mission part of the motion. Mission part of the original motion. Does the maker of the motion wish to speak to it? And that would be Linda, but she's not available. Does her proxy have any of her comments?
She after that, she said, mission only, keep the vision. I am okay with removing powerful.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking for raised hands. Is there any discussion?
Karen said yes. She's trying to raise her hand.
Okay, Karen.
I think that the order, you have to connect before you build. Not build and then connect. I may be a nurse, but I'm also an English major.
Way to go.
Are you speaking in pro or con?
I'm saying pro for the amendment, but I think the wording has to be changed to the opposite. We connect and then build. We don't build and then connect. Mentoring, the process of mentoring, first we connect people to what's going on. And from that, they build on their ability to, I'm not going to say be powerful, but to succeed and get themselves out there.
Thank you, Karen. Is there any other discussion?
This is Shirley.
Yes.
Again, I'm going to go back to, if I'm reading this, I don't want to be built. I want to be connected. Just build just doesn't feel good there at this moment. We're this organization extending our arms out to connect women and bring them through channels and help them get to the next step, to the next step, to the next step. If we're looking to help people get established and join organizations, it's just too much. It's too stuffy. It's too much. Just connect. Yeah. Like, I want to connect.
I'm back on. Can I address this?
Yes.
It's Linda. Okay. Let me go back then. I understand the wording. I don't have a problem with connecting and building, but I think we need to have building in there because we are not just a networking organization. And to me, connecting means, you know, you're just networking and that's it. So I like the building part of it too. So I will just change it to connect and build women personally, professionally, and politically. I like the word connect, but I like the word build. Yes. I think we should have both.
I agree.
All right. That was Linda who spoke in pro of the new, of the amendment. And Cynthia agreed. Catherine, was your hand waved?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I know we're not doing it in pro and con order at this point, but I do think it's important to say build because just speaking from our chapter, we have a lot of younger members and we're helping to build their connections professionally. We're helping to build their self-esteem. We're helping to build their futures. So build is an important word in the context of our mission.
Thank you, Catherine. Is there anybody else? Is there any other discussion?
I see Karen and Sue Mager with hands raised.
No, I'm lower.
Put it down. Yep. Sue Mager.
I move the question that we vote on the amendment.
Thank you, Sue. That was my next step. All those in favor, all right, before I do that, so I'm asking people to vote on the amended motion. Is that correct, Marguerite?
Yes.
And we don't? Okay, good. All those in favor of the amended motion, please say aye.
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 I see that there are some muted mics.
You're probably better to raise your hand, I think.
Raise your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that way
you can hear that. It wasn't good parliamentary procedure, but I saw muted mics. All right.
Again, Jack, everybody just to raise their hand and then we'll count them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All those in favor, please raise your hand in that participant part of your screen.
Yes.
Can you see that, Shirley? Marguerite, we need to count.
Yeah.
Do you want the hands raised?
I don't know.
No,
I'm counting them now.
People, I think this is confusing.
Yeah, not everybody knows how to raise their hand, so even if it's in the window.
Let's do reaction.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Why don't you just go down the list?
All right. I hate to do this, but we're all friends. You know, it doesn't matter how you vote. It's how you want to vote. I need to go down the list because I can't be looking at screens and people raising their hand.
All right, so let's go down the list because the time is flying.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. Okay, Renee.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
Pat Fanning.
Yes.
Shirley Felder.
No.
Sue who?
Mager.
Sue Mager.
Yes.
Alm 72. Karina Carlura.
Yes.
Cynthia Velton.
Yes.
Elaine Croteau.
Yes.
Elsie Diedrich.
Yes.
Elsie, what'd you say?
Yes.
Janet Carey.
No.
Joanne Albrecht.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes.
Okay. Karen.
Yes.
Catherine Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Haddad.
Yes.
I've lost my place here.
Yeah, got lost.
Kathy Haddad. Linda Prespasniak.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mary Stelly.
No.
Neil Steiniger.
No.
Pam.
No.
Pat.
Yes.
Ramona.
Yes.
Robin Bridson. What? Robin Bridson.
Yes.
Robin Allen.
Abstain.
Sarah Ayala.
Yes.
Sue again. Sue Ellen Bailiff.
Yes.
Sue Beller.
Yes.
171-673-5568.
Ruth Ann, yes.
Colleen. Karina Kalura.
I already voted.
I already voted. Margaret Antonello. Pat Fanning.
Pat Fanning. I already voted.
All right, then I'm calling people's name. Marguerite. Have I called on everybody?
No, you didn't call on me. Alicia Stern.
What's your vote?
Yes.
Christine Donahue, yes.
Okay. Have I called on everybody? Who took tally? Come on, who took tally?
As far as I know, this is Mary Stelly. I think there's four no, and who knows what the yes are.
I think the yeses are over.
Well, definitely. But I don't know the number.
All right. My charge to the group was all in favor to say aye. We took a roll call vote. So I had an abstention. All those opposed say nay.
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 No. No.
All right, so, all right.
Four.
Pardon?
There's four.
Yeah.
Four nays.
You have 30 nays, one abstention.
30 approved.
So the motion has passed.
The amendment.
The amendment has passed.
Yeah.
Woo.
Now to the main motion.
Mm-hmm. Now do we have to go back and vote on the main motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. The amendment is passed. All right. Now we have to go back and vote on the main motion.
Mm-hmm.
How about we do this? Has everybody got Karina, your mute button is on. Mm-hmm. Has everybody got their mute button off? Mm-hmm. Or on? I don't want anybody to be muted. Robin Bridson, get your mute buttons off. I want you to be able to say, I want you to be able to vote.
Marilyn? Marguerite. Marguerite.
Everybody able for me to hear their vote?
Marguerite is still on mute.
Marguerite?
Screen.
Okay.
Am I all right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's 607? 226.
Marilyn is on mute.
Deborah Ann?
It's Deb Carlin, I think.
Deb Carlin?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's still there.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't. That's the only mute button I see is 607. All right.
Jackie?
Yes?
Could I just make sure that Linda does send me that motion? I still don't have it.
I did send it. I sent it. I sent the amended. To Mary Stelly at AOL?
Yeah.
Stelly? Yeah.
Isn't here yet, Linda.
It's taken a long time from Buffalo to Gowanda.
There it just came.
Okay.
It just All came right. just now.
All
it
right.
Just came at 11:34 it came is when you did
okay,
it.
Let's,
wow.
All right. Hey. All right. So yeah. the amendment to the main motion was passed. And now we it's need to vote on the main motion. Is there any discussion?
Please, no.
Okay. Not hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
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 Are there any abstentions?
Yay, me.
It appears by this voice vote that the motion has passed and it will be effective immediately. And I want to thank everybody who was involved in making the motion, making the amendment, speaking both pro and con, and having deliberate, positive role in this operation. Today, this concludes the new business of this 2020 special membership meeting. I want to thank everyone for coming, and I'll see you in the spring.
I have one question. Hi. One question. So it's connect and build. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.